This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's a beauty. He's probably one of the dumbest human beings I've ever like, just big like white trailer trash. With he, yeah, no, he doesn't care. He'll fight the toughest guy in the league. He doesn't care. He'll start every game. I love his game. He's a little rat. He's got some good skill, too, and sees the ice well, but yeah, he's one of those guys that just competes and works his nuts off every single night, and he doesn't care if he's lined up across.
Sabres forward Tage Thompson on the Spit and Chicklets podcast. He's talking about me. It's fine. It's cool.
Talking about me.
He's talking about Zach Benson. We share the same first name. And we spell it correctly.
Okay.
We spell it correctly.
Let's settle it down a little bit.
Tage Thompson, though, also was on WGR earlier this morning. If you do want to listen back to that, you can find it on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com.
How can you not like Zach Benson, by the way, is really what I would want to say in that clip is, yeah, no, the guy starts stuff all the time. He's scrappy. He's good at creating turnovers, causing chaos.
He's a great playmaker. I think the moment he starts scoring more, however that is,
I think
he'll become an immediate, just everyone loves him. Not just fan favorite, everyone loves him.
You know what? Just for me, I don't even know if this needs to be released to the public. I need a mic on Zach Benson.
I wonder how good of a trash talker he actually is.
I wonder what he's saying.
Yeah, I do wonder.
I legitimately wonder what he's saying.
I listened to a little bit, too, of Tage yesterday. More, not just of that clip, but just more of his appearance with those guys. Talking about the win streak and how it came to be. Them having basically a team leadership meeting, sitting down, looking each other in the eye, the whole thing. And I don't know. You know, you hear a lot of that stuff, and if it doesn't work, it looks laughable. If it does, you know, it's the greatest thing ever. It's tonight, and the next few games are maybe the most important thing of the season, is how do you respond once the 10-game win streak is over? Everyone loved you during it, nationally, locally. Everyone loved you during it. But if you go from a 10-game win streak to you lose three in a row and you don't pick up points in any of them,
you're back to same old Sabres.
You're back to same old Sabres. It doesn't even have to be, you know, that 8-to-10-game losing streak. Literally just picking up three losses could really kind of sink you. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm going to the game on Saturday. – You know, it's not that far away, and very quickly the feeling around that game, the vibe in the building could be very low if you lose to a team like Vancouver, who's not particularly good this year at home. You have the Rangers later this week as well on the road. They're bad at MSG, and then Anaheim, they're pretty darn good, though, on Saturday. This is going to be the most important part for them. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Love to hear thoughts on the Sabres as well. But for the most part today, we have been talking the Bills as they get ready to go to Jacksonville for the wild card round this year. Sunday at 1 p.m., the old reliable time returns again. I was worried it was going to be like Saturday at 4:30. I was like, oh, man, everyone that wants to go to the Sabres game or the Bandits are playing as well. And it's like, nope, everyone's involved now. Everyone has to watch everything. Or even, I don't think it was ever going to be the Monday night game, but I don't know. There's some I'm always going to love about Sunday at 1. It just feels right. We'll go back to the phones here, and we'll start this segment off with Adam on the line. Adam, how are we doing?
Not too bad, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Really caught me off guard there with the interview. I've never heard on the radio somebody referencing somebody working their nuts off. That was pretty – that caught me off guard. But just in terms of the Bills game, you know, just – offensively, real quick, one thing I'm hoping that everything Brady's been hiding from us this year all of a sudden gets unleashed this weekend. And one thing I would like to see more out of the offense is more two-back sets. I think our running backs are really an underused asset for the offense. Get running backs working against linebackers in space. Let them catch the ball, run with it. I think that's a very untapped asset we have in the offense. And defensively, to me, this is the McDermott game. Show me that you can game plan against a rookie head coach in the playoffs. I can see, I mean, we can all go back to Liam Cohen's press conference. This guy has his eyes wide open, and he's a rookie this year. So show me that you can be the veteran head coach that can come up big in this moment. And to me, I'm sorry, if we get ran out of the building on Sunday, it's not even a question whether being a McDermott, it's got to be McDermott for me. I think he's had way too many opportunities. And, you know, every year it seems like, I mean, aside from this year, I guess you can say, every year it seems to be he's handed a roster and we always look around and go, wow, this is one of the best Bills teams that we've ever seen. And to me, I really would be curious to see what the roster and I guess the mindset of the team would be under just Brandon Bean. But thanks for taking my call. Hang up and listen.
Adam, thanks for the call, man. You know, when you put it like that, though, if they get run out of the building, I think that's one thing. If it's right. A close game, they lose 28-24, what have you, I think then it's just, all right, not your year, you go on. I mean, if there's a bad call or something like that or just a coaching malpractice, it's different. I haven't even really thought if they get blown out, like what that would mean. It can absolutely happen. I mean, Jacksonville went to Denver and beat them by 10. It was never close.
If they get blown out, I do wonder how much it's going to be in how as well. Like, is it the defense does look wholly unprepared again and they just let things happen all over again and the offense is just running the same type of plays, predictable play calling, coaching that we've kind of seen be an issue with Joe Brady at times?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or is it just, are you getting outplayed by talent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the context will be there if there's even a blowout. Everything is going to have context to it. Everything is going to have to be noted in a microscope, I guess. I hope we don't have to deal with that, but if we do,
yeah,
we will react accordingly.
The context of a loss like that would be very important. I also, though, do agree on the point of getting running backs more involved. That was a big part of what they did last year in the passing game, was like guys like Ty Johnson, who for like a stretch there was their best receiving mm-hmm. option, and he was a huge X factor for them. And they have gone more towards the tight ends this year.
Yes.
Where when they're all healthy, you know, Dawson Knox, to a lesser extent, sort of like rediscovered his form a little bit there. Kincaid in very limited reps last week, kind of as more of a ramp-up period for him, looked very good. I still wonder what his year would look like if he had stayed healthy.
If he stays healthy, he's probably their leading receiver because he was 571 mm-hmm. yards, second on the team, in just 12 games.
Right, so yeah, I wonder what his year looks like, and maybe we are having a different conversation about, you know, tight ends maybe just being complement weapons, and maybe Kincaid is somebody that can be more than that. But to this point, already in his career, he's kind of proven health has been an issue, and even just their utilization of how much he's on the field for them is a bit of a problem.
Healthy Kincaid also does give you something back that you didn't have in the offense. The big play chunker.
Mm.
Kincaid leads this team with 13 plays of 20-plus or more.
See, I was even just wondering, too, like we haven't seen healthy Kincaid with the new look offense of Brandon Cooks. New look offense. I like the fact that they can stretch the field with him. He has to catch the ball more. He was able to do that a little bit against Philadelphia. Before that, not so much. But we haven't actually seen healthy Kincaid with that aspect of the offense. But, yeah, so, I mean, if both of them are able to stretch the field, like you add that new element there. There is something there that if you're the Jags, I've mentioned it, you have to look at the Cooks plays against Philadelphia and even before that of – okay, they can maybe do this year. We can't just, move inside, flood the box, what have you, and just force them to do everything underneath. They can't, potentially, with a guy like Brandon Cooks against maybe the best secondary in football. He was constantly open against them. It didn't always lead to points for the Bills. They really struggled, for the most part, on offense against Philadelphia. Cooks, though, shined for them in that way mm-hmm. and maybe had the best game for a receiver for the Bills this year.
Yeah.
803-0550, again, the number to call. Let's go to Frank next. Frank, how are we doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. University of Wyoming, a long-time Josh Allen fan, large Denver Bronco fan as well. I live in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of comments. The Jacksonville game against the Broncos, it was, 31-17. I watched every play. The Broncos made a couple unwise errors at the time, and that game was a lot closer than the final score. But Jacksonville is a good team, and if my point is that if McDermott and Brady go in with just the same old conservative, bend not break, defensive plan for McDermott and Brady, just try to, you know, not do anything creative and different, you will get beat, in my opinion. And Jacksonville has some really good athletes that I saw. And it's going to take something unusual from McDermott in terms of game planning. You have to pressure Lawrence. He's having a great year. You know that. I know that. But something, you can't go in there with just the same old, and expect to win that game in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. It's not going to happen, in my opinion. But you have to pressure Lawrence. And, I hope the Bills make it. I hope I can see a Bills and Broncos playoff game down the road. But it's just going to take something different. And I hope Josh gets an opportunity to throw the ball down the field. I think that's been lacking all year long, and I'd like to see more of it. And I'd be curious about your thoughts. Thank you.
Frank, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Frank. And we might be talking next week.
Yeah, I mean, it could,
the Bills
could
are
happen.
A six seed. They would be the most likely at that point to go to Denver.
I just, for me, with Jacksonville and you wanting to do something different. I mean, yeah, you don't want to go in with the same old, same old. I think they've tried different things. It just hasn't worked. I mean, I've brought this up for, I think, the last 2 years. The talent level on defense, I don't think, has been nearly what is maybe touted as it is going into the season. I mean, the caller previous brought up, you know, the rosters. And man, this is one of the best Bills rosters we've ever seen. And I think a few years ago that was probably true. I'd say the last 2 years people have not been saying that. You know, last year the perceived identity of the team was a quiet retool that maybe we're going to have to take our lumps last year, and then by this year we're going to, you know, it now we're back. Where I think the last 2 years in a whole have been more along the lines of the talent level's okay. I think they have tried different things. It just hasn't worked. We'll see what happens. They can get to Lawrence. Denver got to Lawrence 5 times. They scored 34 points.
Yeah, that's the thing is I think you have to disguise looks and mess with them coverage-wise. That's what you're going to have to do here, and I think that it's going to be a large task for the defensive backs here that are a little banged up, but also Benford has been playing great in the second half of the season, back to form.
Mm-hmm.
Trey White has seemed to have found another gear that was not there at the beginning of the season. Taron Johnson's been much maligned this year, and he's going to get, what, Parker Washington?
Yeah, fun with that one.
Yeah, that's not going to be a matchup I like. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think that's why I sit here, though. And
like, look, can you disguise a coverage,
yeah,
offer up a little protection? Or if Johnson's able to step it back up, then you have something there. But you have not been getting a lot of interceptions this year in pass coverage. You only had 11 on the year. Not very typical of a Bills secondary, would you say?
I mean, LA, they've kind of made their living off of we get it's been no break and we get takeaways. I think this is, it's one of those reasons why I sit here. I'm confident in the Bills, in part because they've been there and done that. They've won at least a playoff game every year since 2020. But this is maybe their hardest test in the wild card round and perhaps their weakest team in the last 5 or 6 years. With that all being said, though, if they do win this game, because it is such a shaky AFC, I think they can probably beat anybody. This is maybe their toughest test up to this point. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be back for just one more segment here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.